Like, just face me right here. And then I'll just angle it a little bit so that you're to my left. And then
okay,
you
and
should
I'll do
have
the
me
same.
On your right.
Yeah. I really don't know if you understand how much of a mess your face is going to look like when you zoom in on it. But I trust that you'll figure it out.
Welcome to GHLHF, everybody. The world's first podcast in video games. I'm your host, Memoria, as always. with this random guy I just found in a lobby.
What's up?
We are
it's me.
In hell. We've returned to hell where we belong as YouTubers.
I'm 65 years old, and I've been sent to hell for crimes against the state.
Yes, also known as YouTubing. And yep. we've been praying
crime, that's
by
a crime
this,
against humanity.
We've been praying
we've,
by this
we
goddess
pled
statue.
Down.
Sorry, you go.
Yeah, it's. I feel like we're talking over each other
your
more
turn.
Than usual.
Initially. Your turn.
I have the talking piece. It's fine. I was going to continue with the bit about YouTubes being bad, but you can tell us about these angelic statues.
Yeah, I was just going to say we were trying to redeem ourselves. I don't think it's going to work, though.
We'll see. By the end of this podcast, I'm sure we will have impressed whatever God we need to impress with our oratory skills, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what we're known for on this pod.
We
it's
should just
weird
interrupt
when we don't
each other
listen.
More and more until we're both doing two separate podcasts simultaneously next to each other, but like it has nothing to do with each other. You know what I mean?
I think it would physically hurt to do that, to just keep talking on your own like thread while someone else is also doing that. Isn't that a weapon? Somebody made a weapon where they point, it's like a directional
weapon.
Microphone. Where they point it at you and it gets your speech and then plays your speech back to you like half a second after and it makes your brain fall apart and
yeah.
you can't speak anymore. So I think that it would kind of have that effect would
What's
be
that
my
called?
Assumption.
The garbler? There's a name for it.
It's the garbler or some sort of like
the
warbler.
The garbler.
It's something like that. It has an R and a B in it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird. You know, it's partially my fault, but it's weird when we don't talk very much before starting the show, because now, I don't know, I felt like I was extra quiet before we started recording, and then we started, and now I feel like I kind of need to be like, hi,
I felt like you wanted to get right into it. I felt a little bit rushed. You were like, I'm recording,
no,
let's go.
No, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened, and I'm kind of regretting it in hindsight.
Yeah. So, hello.
Now I feel like I didn't, yeah, hi, how are you, ma'am? How's life?
I feel like I haven't talked to you in a month.
It does. It has been a long time. I was traveling, and you were working on a video.
It's
I
been
saw
like
you
days.
Outside your house.
Ah!
Has it only been... What?
You saw
what
me
happened?
Outside my
what?
House.
Whoa, I saw you outside your house in this video about Roblox. You're talking to this nice young gentleman.
The way you said that made it sound like you've been watching me down the street.
Oh, yeah. I've been traveling. I saw you outside your house. No. I saw you standing outside your house with your on segment on location in your new video, which I thought was very good.
Yeah.
I'm not done with the whole video yet, but I mean, it's 41 minutes long. Give me a break. It could take some time.
It is. It's too long, like they always are. I did go outside. I talked to a random stranger off the street.
I like when you go outside in the videos. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Me too.
You're good at that thing that they do where they're like, hi. Let me show you an image. What's in, you know, like you do that stuff. I feel like you could be an on the street interviewer
I know,
type person.
I feel
if you
like
wanted to be.
I'm low key working up to that. I think I would like to do either like real life on the street interviews or in games. Like sometimes I think it would be fun to do like an Omegle video, which is very scary on many levels, talking to strangers and then also the potential. Private appendages that can pop up on your screen when you do that kind of thing. But
that's so true.
But I've seen so many like really funny Omegle videos and I feel like that would be a good device. Your character just like keeps getting close to me and I
okay,
keep moving
I
back
I was just
up.
Gonna ask. I have not touched it. I don't know what is happening.
Like inching close, like uncomfortably
yeah,
close
I haven't,
to me.
I have not touched it. Well, I think the chain that connects us I think there's this ground that we're standing on is oiled or something. And
yeah,
the chain, just by the
around.
Weight of the chain, is slowly pulling us towards one another.
Yeah. So
and that's just the way it is.
It's not intentional, guys. It's for the audience yeah. at home.
I mean, at some point, you know, we're both going to give up on trying to keep it good and just talk. So, oh, well.
What the hell was I saying? Anyway, so I think...
Yeah, you want to go outside more.
I'm kind of... I've been slipping in more of these segments of videos where I end up, like, talking to strangers online. And I think I want to do more of that. It's a little bit scary, but I kind of like the fear these days. I think I like challenging myself and doing scary things. And the more I do it, the less scary it is. And I think there's a lot of, like, really good content that can come out of, you know, just happen on VR chat or whatever.
Yeah, real things can happen when you don't plan, mm-hmm. you know, when you just, anything can happen. Live music or whatever. Live, life is live, as they say. So.
It is. What's up with you? Where did you just go?
I was in Washington, D.C. I was on a podcast with a guy named Tyler Cowen. He's mm-hmm. like an economist.
I saw your
And he doesn't know anything about video
Instagram
games.
Instagram post
so he,
about that?
Yes, it was a very interesting interview because he's a very intelligent man. Like, he has a ridiculous amount of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying some insane things. So I was like, what are you talking about? You, like, I don't know. We'll just wait for the episode to come out, which I don't know when it is. But he asked good questions. It was a funny conversation. It was very all over the place. And I'm very excited for it to come out. I had a great time. So we'll see. But that's what I was in D.C. for. I was going to go try and get to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but mm-hmm. they are kind of stressed out right now, and they don't want me visiting them. They were
yeah.
not. They're in the middle of some things, unfortunately.
I
which is
all the government agencies right now.
Yeah, I wonder if they if there was like part of them where they're like, "Hi, I'm a white man with a video camera who wants to come in and film all the details of your workplace." I wonder if they're like worried if that's like, you know what I mean? Like, am I part of the whatever, you know, that I'm going to come
yeah.
in and I'm going to prove that they're not working and then I'm going to take the video and blah, blah, blah. So another thing that's bad is that your favorite YouTuber can't go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and that's on the government. So
yeah,
what are you going to do?
You'll get in there someday.
All.
I believe it.
I would love to if it's still here. Otherwise, I'll have to start my own.
You can stand on
start
the ruins.
Funneling. Yeah, maybe I can buy the building and just make it again, but it privatized. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'll be your new studio.
That could be fun. We could still run the bureau out of it. I'll just subsidize the work with my YouTube income, and it'll be like a studio / labor statistics place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I want to do with my life, is I actually want to just, like, if I have a goal, like a noble goal. Do you have any noble goals?
Not really. All mine are pretty unnoble.
Well, I want to fund the gathering of data and the studying of things. That's what I want to do. I want to fund high quality studies on things that aren't immediately profitable, and I want to pay people to gather a bunch of data on things
mm-hmm.
to help enrich our ability to navigate the world. So that's my goal. Here's
yeah.
another thing I was wondering. Do you think you would get more bang for your buck by spending money to fund something good or by spending money to lobby the government to allocate funding for something good? You know, like if you, I could spend $1,000 to save puppies
mm-hmm.
or I could spend $1,000 to lobby a congressman to pass a bill to allocate $1 million to save puppies. You know, like what's the in and out there? And then I was like, oh, shoot, I'm becoming evil. Just even having those thoughts feels bad.
Why evil?
You know, because that's how it all falls apart. If you start thinking too much, it's like you get too many rocks in your brain and
yeah.
you start going, well, this rock is worth more than this, and if I spend $1 of lobbying, it's worth $10 of funding if I da 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 da, and then you're like, all of a sudden you have a global hegemony and everything's a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just not that clear cut. Like, when you're talking about making a difference in the world, it's not really something you can quantify. I think you get into trouble when you try to quantify how much of a difference is this making Because you just got to do what you can do. You're going to make yourself depressed if you're, like, trying to make the most difference all the time.
But if you have the money...
Yeah.
If you do have that choice of spending money to directly do something or spending money to convince other people to allocate tax money for it, mm-hmm. that's a choice you can have to make.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well,
it's just a matter of how much you trust then if you're leaving it up to the government to pick the grants that you're funding or whatever versus you doing it yourself, then, like, there's a difference in how much it might align with your values and what you want to do.
Well, ideally, I would be writing the bills and the grants and just giving it to them and then bribing them to pass it, right?
I don't know how government research funding is structured.
Okay, all right. We can go on to another topic.
But it sounds like you want to have a research foundation, and so you could...
I kind of do.
You could take grant applications and grant them yourself.
Yeah, I think that just sounds cool. Because, like, think of how much stuff you want to know how it works, but nobody funds studies about it because it's not, like, immediately beneficial, profitable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to know things about the world. I'm like, I want to know things about the world.
Everybody get your grant proposals ready. That's the thing, though. You got to read a bunch of grant proposals. So do you want to do that?
No. We'll hire someone to do that. We'll find a way to find... You know what? Actually, here's what I'm going to do. We're not going to read them. We're just going to pick them out of a box. And whoever gets picked wins. Because you probably have the same efficacy of picking good ones by having a human do it versus just picking randomly, right? Because we don't know how to pick anything or do anything. It's like self-driving cars. It's going to be a net positive, even if sometimes you pick a bad one. It's probably better than trying to think, you know?
Nobody knows how to do anything, really, at the end of the day.
Exactly. What is that that tweet or the bleat skeet or whatever you did where you said, I believe all intelligence is artificial. Everybody is dumb.
Yeah.
That was a really good one, and I totally agree. I think that's what I think we all need to embrace that.
Everybody is much stupider than everybody realizes. And that's what
so
I learned
true.
From getting like decently high up in academia is I kept thinking, you know, in undergrad, I thought, okay, surely the grad students will be smarter than this. And as a grad student,
yes.
I thought, surely the professors will be smarter than this. And then as I mm-hmm. was on my way to become a professor, I realized... Actually, we're all just people.
Yeah, and you just
everybody's
have to
just
hope.
People.
You have to hope that all of your dumbness is counterbalanced by everyone's smartness, and that your smartness counterbalances their dumbness. And like, you just have to hope that in the aggregate, it all kind of weaves together and makes something lovely, which sometimes mm-hmm. it does. I think we should start having guests on this podcast, just so that in the future we can use it as a mechanism for meeting famous people. What do you think about that?
What famous people are you thinking?
I'm just thinking, imagine if we could reach out to other people and say, hey, do you want to come on our podcast? Just anyone. Just so we could talk to them. I don't know who I even want to talk to. No one, really. But like, imagine if we started having...
I know, like, do we have interview skills? I'm not sure I know how to interview somebody.
Probably. Listen to the pod. This is a professional situation. Or who needs an interview? They can just meme with us, you know? Isn't that what this is?
We just bring people on with no plan, and they just have to fend
for
themselves.
Yeah, you start talking. And they just have to start
talking.
You
and me just start talking like we normally do, and we just have to expect them to interject themselves whenever they want.
Yes. Because if you can't, they need to have confidence in themselves, and if they don't, we shouldn't have been talking to them anyway. So I'm just saying, imagine if we could get, I don't know, not Justin Trudeau. Who's that other guy? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm just, just anyone. I think it would be fun. We must know.
We'll see. That makes me so nervous to think about having guests.
What about just plumbers and stuff? Just regular people.
Yeah, I mean, so this could be practice for my street interviewing, maybe. I just go outside and get somebody.
And then a cue, fast forward to next week when I'm sitting here and I have someone else in the room with me. And it's just some guy from somewhere.
Yeah.
Mem, go.
Come back with some guy.
All right. Maybe I might start doing that. We'll see.
That's our assignment for next time. Go get a guy.
Yeah. If you want to come on the show and you can get to New Orleans, shoot me a message. and let me know. And if you have something cool about you, that's the main thing.
Anyway, so how long were you in D.C.? Just like a day?
It was a little bit longer. It was like 4 days, I think.
Oh,
three
wow.
nights or something like that. Cool, because we like hanging out in D.C. It's always a cool vibe. I tell you what, here's what I saw. They have this gigantic rock man, Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, he's Abraham Lincoln. And he's sitting in a chair.
Yes, I've seen that. I've seen it.
I feel like such a loser. But I went to go see that at night. And it made me want to cry. I thought it was genuinely really beautiful. Like a really beautiful monument. And I was like, damn, I didn't know that I was going to think this was so lovely. Just like seeing that. Even if you have none of the context, mm-hmm. there's just like a really somber thing, a vibe to that whole situation. And then after that, do you remember that time that we went to that like Vincent Van Gogh thing and it was like screens?
Yeah.
I went to this one thing like that. It was like a modern art thing and it was like tech art or technology art. It sucks. It's just like a bunch of video games that don't work and are worse than video games. And like you say, it's like a bunch of Xbox Kinects, and then you stand in front of them and you wave and it makes flowers. And I was like, what the hell is the point of this?
You don't think that stuff is cool? I kind of think that stuff is cool.
But okay, it is cool, but it's less like there are Xbox Kinect games from 2013 that worked better and looked cooler than the stuff you'd find in any of these art galleries. They just feel like bad video games most of the time.
Mm.
So I was not
Shots
impressed
fired.
With that particular situation. There were a couple of pieces of art in that thing that I saw that were good, but
was anybody in there live coding?
No live coding. It was really just a bunch of people like sitting on the ground in the room where it's all projectors everywhere and looking at it, which is fun. You know, hey, that's fun. And that's all I did in D.C. pretty much. That was my whole trip. Lincoln. I saw the Vietnam War Memorial, too. And I was like, oh, shoot. That's a really, really sad memorial.
Mm.
So that was nice, kind of in a sad way. I don't know. Do you like Abe Lincoln?
Are you asking about the person or the statue?
The statue. No, how do you feel about the statue?
The statue's pretty cool.
Like, physically.
I realize I just said I've seen it. I haven't seen it in person. I meant, like, I know about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, you should go see it in person someday.
I haven't been to D.C. yet. I just wanted to say I love how every time you travel, you end up making a bunch of tweets about how much you hate it or the airplane. Like, you said, like, airplane seats should not ever recline.
I have not noticed that pattern, but I'm glad you have.
I can tell when you're on a plane because it seems like you get off the plane and you just rattle off like 5 tweets about how much it sucks.
There's just traveling is just a big disruption. And it's just honestly the reclining seats thing is the main thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes sense either. I don't even know who I was talking to about this, but just have them recline 30%, freeze it right there, and just have that be how far back they go. It does, and that's it. So it's like a little bit back. Because I agree, they're too tall. They're
Isn't
too
Isn't that
uppy,
already true?
You know?
They don't recline anymore these days.
No, but I'm saying the amount that they recline right now, cut it in half and freeze it right there. Don't let them pick. Just recline it to the halfway point of its current amount of reclinability and put a lock on it. So that there is none of this more or less.
Oh, so you
stop
can't,
giving people choice.
Okay. You can't recline. It's just pre-reclined.
It's pre-slightly reclined. That's the important thing. Because all the way reclined is a little too far back for just like chilling. But all the way up is too far up. So just put it in the middle. I'm a tall guy. It's not comfortable for me either on a plane, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying this because I'm just like a short person and I just don't want anyone in my way. I get it. I would love to recline. I'm never going to do it. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. You catch me reclining, take away my license.
How about this? All I want to do on a plane is sleep, and I can't sleep sitting up. So I think maybe they should make the planes where it's a bunch of bunk beds. So that
right, like
we're all on top of each other so they can fit the same amount of people. But you just have to lay down.
Well, okay, let's game this out. How does that... Let's think. What happens in the boarding process? Okay, who's are the, which are the more expensive seats? Towards the front, towards the back, higher, lower, you know? How does that work?
Oh, God. Boarding would be a nightmare. Can you imagine standing in line waiting for people to get into their bunk?
I'm thinking, like, getting out of the plane, too, would not be good.
Yeah,
Have it like a, you remember those old, like, 10 CD listener changer things?
Mm-hmm.
You can have it be like that, where, like, you get into yours, and then it, like, it rotates you back.
Yes.
And then you're just back in your zone.
And it's fully automated. You know what it's going to be? Is it's going to be like those automated mechanical parking garages where you drive your car into it, and it goes into, like, a vending machine.
Exactly.
So you are going to be completely locked in and trapped into your little bed. So probably very bad in case of emergencies. But
what's the reason why we don't just have it, the plane, less pressurized so it kind of like calms people down?
So
you know,
it knocks people out.
Well, yeah, why don't we do that?
Less
is
oxygen.
It bad? Yeah, but is that bad, or is it just, does it just make you hypoxic for a little bit? I'm open to this idea, is the point. I like, somebody suggested as a reply to my bleat. They said, how about the left side of the plane can recline and the right side can't, so then everyone can pick. Mm-hmm. And at least know going into it whether you might be reclined on or not. So I thought that was a reasonable solution. But I don't know. Airlines are so complicated and they don't even make money or something. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll keep workshopping it. That's one of the purposes of this pod, I think, at this point, is that we're figuring out what planes should be like. That keeps coming up.
It does
seem to
keep coming up, doesn't it?
At the end of the year, we're going to tell you what planes should be like definitively. I want to make sure we don't spend the whole time talking about planes, because I have big drama. The theme of this episode for me is big drama in my life.
Yeah, I need to hear this drama. Please tell me about it.
Multiple
right now.
Enormous, huge drama bombs.
Multiple.
To drop. Yes.
Okay, I only heard about one in vague terms.
The audience will be the judge. But so okay. I go to this Pilates class. That's what this pod is about. Is about airplanes and Pilates. I go to this Pilates class twice a week. It's a popular class. It fills up. I was one of the last people to walk in. I walked in at like 58. So the class is pretty full already. And there's already like two full rows of yoga mats laid out. Like people have formed two rows. And there's not really space for me to get into one of the rows. There's space at the front, but that's where the teacher is, so I don't want to go there.
Just because of nervousness?
Because I don't want to be in the way of where the teacher is.
Oh, I thought you meant just like near the teacher, but you mean...
Like that's where she stands and moves around.
I understand.
And in this situation, I notice there's kind of a hole in the middle of the two rows where there would be space to put my mat sideways. I'm not the first person to put my mat sideways in this Pilates class. I've seen it before. Usually it's like more on the outskirts of the room, I guess, and I was right in the middle.
Yeah, but it's not crazy.
But it's not... No, it's not the craziest thing anybody's ever done, I wouldn't say. So I put my mat sideways, pretty much right in the center of the room, and I'm warming up and I'm doing my stretches. And another lady that came in right after me also sees the dilemma of not very much space and also puts her mat sideways next to me. So I've kind of started a trend, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my stretches, and I don't remember if she tapped me on the shoulder, some old lady behind me, because the class is mostly like ladies in their 60s, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
That's changing recently. There's been more young people, which is cool. But,
another trend that you've started, perhaps.
But this lady gets my attention. She's kind of like behind and to the right of me in the back of the room. I'm not nearly close enough to her to be in her way, but she gets my attention. She goes, you might want to move to the front, like that big area in the front. And I'm like, well, I didn't want to be in the way of the teacher. And she's like, well, this is a really interesting choice you've made to like be sideways right here. And I give her a blank stare. And she goes, it's just, it's really unusual. And I go,
which?
I don't mind being unusual unless I'm in your way. She goes, no, it's just...
The passive aggressive, I love it.
It's just irritating to everybody else here, is what she said. And at that point, I laughed and turned around and stayed right there for the rest of the class.
Yeah, you're like, ha-ha, very, okay.
It was irritating to everybody, is what she said.
That's what I want to know, is what was the energy of everyone else?
Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. After the conversation ends, I realize, actually, the other lady that had came in after me and also set up sideways was in the process of moving to the front of the room, so I think this lady successfully intimidated her into leaving.
Oh.
Before she talked to me, but she was not able to intimidate me, and I stayed right there, and I pointed my feet and ass in her direction for the whole class.
Yeah.
And I didn't see her again this time. I'm not sure if she comes regularly, but I have an arch enemy in my Pilates class now, and I just think that's really fun and cool, and I really hope that I see her again and she says something else, and then I can just, that can be a recurring segment on the pod, is what my arch enemy is saying.
So I'm confused how, because I assume the yoga mat you use is standard length and width, like your normal mm-hmm. yoga mat, right? So if you don't have enough space to put it one way, that means there's less width there than the length of the yoga mat. And the yoga mat's, what, 7 feet long, maybe? So people are pretty packed in this Pilates class.
Mm-hmm.
And you are okay with that?
What do you mean I'm okay with that?
I feel like if I looked in a room and it was that packed, there's just no way I would be comfortable being that close to so many people while I'm in a compromised exercising position. But I guess that's just the difference. I don't have that kind of confidence.
I don't even think about it.
Crazy. Yeah, and also the fact that you said, this is exciting to me and I'm going to keep you posted, whereas for me, if I got in that kind of altercation, I just would never go back to that class. I'd just be like, I can't even bother thinking about that.
I felt really bad for the other lady that did move to the front because she looked like so uncomfortable, and then she ended up leaving early, like maybe because she just didn't want to talk to the
You gotta
lady
make friends
again.
With that lady.
I know, I'm you, not sure if I've seen her again her. Either. Yeah, I was proud of myself for not moving and like not giving a fuck about this lady, because I feel like a younger version of me might have been intimidated and like felt embarrassed or whatever, and I just like literally thought it was funny, because what is she talking about? I was not even close to her. I was in no way obstructing her view. Like,
and she's weaker than you too, probably, huh?
Yeah, I could beat the fuck out of her.
In Minecraft, you can't say those things.
I could tear her hair out, man.
Someone in your Pilates class is going to figure it out and send this to her, and she's going to sue you for making threats. So
that's my
careful.
Drama. I have beef in my Pilates class.
I'm excited to see if anything comes of it. Or it's entirely possible that her, because she sort of failed that social battle, right? She lost. She may never come back. You may have actually
embarrassed her.
Which would be pretty sick if you never saw her again. That's
Also, I forgot about the... So after she has that conversation with me, she turns back to the lady beside her, who obviously the two of them had been talking about how strange and bizarre it was that I set up sideways. She turns back to the lady beside her and goes, well, I tried my best. It's just about respect, you know? She said it's about respect. Like... The fact that I had my mat sideways in the class, it was about respect.
I think it's... you meet a lot of old ladies, I feel like, who have funny things that they just need everything to be perfect all the time, mm-hmm. or else their whole world's falling apart. So I imagine this is an expression of that, but I don't know. You may never know. You probably will never know, because you may never see her again, and even if you do. But you're telling me you've never had to do this before?
What, put my mat sideways?
Yeah, in the middle.
I think I've done it before on
Can you draw a picture?
Edge of the room?
Of the mat layout?
Yeah, sure. I can draw one later when I'm editing and put it on the screen.
Do that if you would, because I'm a little confused about exactly how close these people are, and then label where you were and where this lady was.
Yeah.
And then also where the other lady was who got embarrassed and left.
I will do that.
That's what I want to know. That's honestly kind of cool that you didn't acquiesce. You know, we love that. It's too, those types of bullies get acquiesced to too much. And so then they keep doing it.
I know. I think that was like one of the most blatant like examples of that type of bullying that has happened to me, where they're like trying to, like, she thought I would move just because she was saying it was unusual.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's this weird kind of like, she's just trying to intimidate me through pointing out that I'm not going with the status quo, and that's going to be enough.
Yes. Right.
And so when I told her point blank, I don't care about being unusual, yeah. then she had to move on to it's irritating everybody, which
right.
if you have a brain, doesn't make any sense. It's not irritating
Zero.
Anybody.
Right.
But she thought that she
also,
was just going to be able to call
that.
Me weird and I would want to move.
The everything people say about you is a projection of how they feel about themselves or whatever. So she is afraid of being weird. So she thought it would work. But joke's on her. You're a different breed.
Exactly. Anyway, so that, like, that's drama number one, and then I had some funny, like, comment drama in the past couple days.
Oh my god, tell me. This is what, I live for this. Is it on your newest video? I guess that was literally yesterday.
No, actually. I got a hate reply on Blue Sky, which I just thought was funny.
Hell yeah.
I just made, like, a silly joke tweet. I said, YouTubers are not real. And then this guy replied, yeah. And neither is your personality. Both struggle to load properly.
Huh.
So I guess he thought that was, like, funny because something about maybe YouTube loading. I don't know. I don't really fully understand that.
He's on dial-up, still. It doesn't work. Yeah, YouTube's not working.
Anyway, I'll name him. His name is Kevin. He's got a picture with his dogs.
Okay. And he's definitely real.
I think it's funny when I get hate comments about things that are just objectively untrue, like that I have no personality. That's just not true. Like, that's completely untrue.
Do you know, is this a person who, like, follows you? I'm doing a deep dive right
now. I don't know.
Now,
I think what's,
so you know.
I think what's funny about the fact that it's on Blue Sky is that he found me on YouTube and then, like, found a link to me on a different website to comment to me there.
Well, I guess
so. It's like he really wanted me to see it.
Is it possible that he just doesn't, like, he saw it in the discovery page, you know, and then just was like, maybe he's really happy with YouTube, or it's entirely possible he's just a bot, I guess. But is it possible that he just saw you in the discover page and is really mad that you are not giving YouTubers the respect on their name? And
I
so he
don't
was like,
know.
You suck.
You know what this
but
reminds
he doesn't follow
me of
you is the point.
Also is, I made a TikTok like years ago where I was just talking about how making YouTube videos is really fun and I will never call it a real job. And somebody left like several paragraphs in different comments about how I was disrespecting all the YouTubers that came before me that paved the way for it to be easy and fun for me now. And
yeah.
I'm like, I actually don't understand what they mean. Like, how is it easier for me to make videos now because of previous YouTubers? Like, I still spend hours editing it. I film it. I make it myself. I don't know what
because
is
without
easier.
Those previous YouTubers, YouTube would have died if we... I'm including myself in this. If we didn't do the work, if I wasn't making videos when I started making videos, YouTube may not have survived because there wouldn't have been anything to watch. And you need to respect that.
I guess, but they were really phrasing it in the same way that people phrase, like, you're disrespecting, like, people that protested for gay rights back in the day or something, which is, like, not... I don't think that's on the same level as YouTubers, sorry.
Gay people? Are not on the same level as YouTubers?
That's not what I said.
Is that what you... That's kind of what it sounded like you said. But
no, I mean, like...
No, they're not. They're way
saying
above
that, like,
YouTubers.
People protested for your rights back in the day and now your life is easier. That's the that's the mood that they were going for with this comment, is that, like, past YouTubers have been through something to provide me with the life I have now. Okay.
Jacksepticeye, Markiplier, Kedicarius. What's his name? I don't remember. These people went through hell.
It's crazy because on some level it was objectively easier to be a YouTuber when there were less YouTubers, because you didn't have to be as exceptional, you know? Like, people got big on just unedited gameplay videos that you could never do that now.
You could put anything up.
Different.
Well, some of it was kind of crap. A lot of it was crap. If you try to watch that old stuff, that old YouTube stuff, like the idea of a Let's Play, like a 70-part Let's Play, being the biggest YouTuber would just never, ever, ever, ever happen anymore.
And that I think about that a lot, about how, like, Game Grumps got huge on 10-minute unedited videos every day of just playing games. Like, that could never happen again.
I don't think it could. I don't think it could. Maybe. But you would have to be so funny. Because if you think, I feel like vlogging is kind of has had a comeback in the last couple of years. So it's possible that if you're a funny enough person, you could do like a, you know, what was that group of people that everyone liked who like made all the funny videos? It was not Smosh, but it was like in that vein. But
I love how descriptive you are.
Sorry, it was like five people, and they would do funny things, and they would all be fun. I don't know; it doesn't matter. Content House,
the Ball
maybe,
Brothers.
Not that. It was like they would play games and make fun of each other. And this is like so generic, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I think it's interesting. If you read the comments on the last video, you would think that everybody on YouTube doesn't use the homepage and exclusively goes to the subscriptions.
Yeah, I was gonna say it seems like a lot of people that watch us anyway are using their subscriptions.
It's a really excellent example of that thing that I always tell people, which is the comments don't have any correlation with our reality at all, and they will make it look like things are very different. So I did some math. I dug into our analytics. 12% of our views come from the subscription page. 12%. And 61% come from, like, the homepage. Now, that's higher than I would have guessed. I feel like 12% is, like, a pretty solid number. But it's a lot less than what it seemed like. Because when everyone was commenting, I was getting freaked out. I was like, oh, am I totally wrong about this? But, no, 12% of our views come from the subscriptions page. 61% come from the homepage or the suggested page or the next page or whatever. And so what I did this past week is I used YouTube, or I attempted to use YouTube like these people say they used YouTube, which is to use the subscriptions page. I think my problem is there's no YouTuber that, like, basically makes more than, like, one out of four of their videos that I would want to watch. So then I go to the subscriptions page, and it's just a bunch of crap that I don't care about. And then I go to the homepage, and then it feeds me stuff that I actually do care about. So I think that's my problem. I haven't subscribed to YouTube channels. It's like I'll always watch a video and be like, this is such a great video, so I subscribe. And then the next video that person puts out is like not anything to do with what that first video was about. And then I'm like, well, I don't care. And so my subscriptions feed is just a bunch of that. It's just a bunch of like people who are very inconsistent with the type and quality of their output. And then so now it's turned my whole subscriptions page useless. And I don't know if you felt the same way about your subscriptions page, but that's my problem.
I'm definitely more like the people in the comments, because I subscribe and put notifications on for people that I do want to see all their videos. So I actually...
And there are people that you watch all of them?
Yeah.
Like, what percentage of the people you're subscribing to are you, like, one of their videos, you're like...
My subscriptions list is long because I've been on YouTube for years and years, and I'm...
Sure.
Definitely, there's a bunch of them that I don't subscribe to. But, I mean, maybe I'm in a third category of people, because I watch pretty much everything from my notifications. Not even my subscriptions, like, page, but my actual notifications. because I like see it on my phone and then I go sit down and watch that specific video.
Yeah. We must just use YouTube very differently, I guess.
Yeah, I don't look,
I feel like
at my homepage.
I never had that luck.
I don't click on stuff on my homepage ever, so my homepage is kind of weird. Like, let me bring it up right now and see.
Yeah, let's
what
see.
What is even
I would
on
wanna,
there?
I want you to do like first 20 videos on the homepage. How many of them would you watch? And then first 20 videos in your subscriptions feed. How many would you watch? That's what I'm curious about. Because if I go to my subscriptions feed, it's like a bunch of people. First of all, Memoria, Memor, whoever that is doing a stream later. It's kind of fun.
I always forget that the upcoming streams show up on people's homepage.
Yeah, it's right here. I can click notify me.
So most of my stuff, most of the stuff on here is, this is people that I watch every day, all the time. Because YouTube knows that I do that. I basically just like click straight on my notifications. So this is like a couple videos from people that I have heard of, probably because people that I watch, they're like in the same type of group, right? Like people that watch the things that I watch also watch these people.
You want to name some of these people? Give them a little shout out?
I feel like a little bit embarrassed because I only watch the same like three channels all the time.
You don't have to, listen, you don't have to share if you don't want to.
But I watch Sinton Drowning every single day. Weston and
Who
Caleb
drowning?
Corey. It's the channel's called Sinton Drowning. It's a gaming channel of these like siblings. They post like every single day, like 40-minute videos, and I watch every single one
of
them.
Is it like Let's Plays?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But like Podcasts But Outside, Squeaks, VODs, Bald and the Beautiful, Trixie and Katya's podcast. So those are like the first things that come up because I watch those all the time. And then I'm getting something from Prezzo. I have heard of Prezzo. I don't know anything about him. I've never watched him. Maybe I would like him, but I haven't clicked on him yet. Because it takes a lot. That's the thing for me. I'm so grateful that people like find my channel on their homepage. I almost never will click on somebody that I don't know on my homepage. I just don't do that.
Okay. That's crazy. Yeah, because so you follow people. You like find people you like.
I follow
and
people
then
and then I
watch them.
Everything.
Yeah. I just don't, maybe I'm just, I don't like anyone, I guess, or something. I'm waiting to find people. The only people who like consistently deliver for me that I've subscribed to is like Outdoor Boys, because every video they put up is equally as good and is amazing. And then like, I'm scrolling through all these
people. I don't know what that is.
People. It's just like this dude who goes camping and he camps and every video is good. But it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I watch too much stuff. You know what I mean? Like I'll watch
like
that's
Vox the difference is like
thing.
Some people watch people and some people watch stuff.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And I think
I watch people.
Because there's sometimes I'll do that where I'll be like, oh, this person seems like if I'm in the right mood I might think they're funny. But then it's like 10 videos come and I'm like, I don't really care about any of this stuff. And then now they're just clogging up my home. Or like people will constantly change the types of videos they're making, and I'm like, well, that's not what I wanted anymore. So yeah, I guess it's people versus stuff is really the dividing point, isn't it?
I guess so. It's also like I pretty much exclusively watch stuff that makes me laugh. I also don't watch like information. Like information comes up sometimes in if it's like a person that I like and they make a video about something, then I'm like, I'm getting information anyway, but I watch stuff that's like as silly as possible, basically.
Yeah. Well,
so it's just different ways of using the platform, I guess.
Totally different ways, I guess. Yeah. We just don't, we don't engage with it. I don't think there's a single person I watch as a person now. There are people who like, I'll watch everything they put out, but because it's like interesting information. Oh, somebody asked if we had any opinions on that Argentinian soccer player who died and who they're putting the healthcare professionals on trial for causing his death. Do you have any interest in talking about that?
Was that seriously a comment? I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, somebody said, what do you think of Argentina putting 7 of Diego Maradona's healthcare professionals on trial for allegedly causing his death? Will this have any lasting ramifications on sport as a whole? So I thought I'd ask if you wanted to talk about that.
I don't have any opinions on ramifications on sports. I played softball for one season when I was like 6 years old, and I spent the whole time on the outfield looking at the ground in a really oversized jersey that like came down to my knees, just looking at the ground.
Okay, well, hypothetical then. Here's a hypothetical. You were the greatest softball player ever in the world, but then you quit playing softball and you did a lot of drugs and you had a lot of problems. And then you got sick, and then you got surgery to fix the sickness. And then you went home, and then you died. Okay? Just imagine. This is a hypothetical situation. Okay? Mm-hmm. Imagine that the people who sent you home knew that maybe if they sent you home, you would die, but they sent you home anyway. And then also imagine that the people who were supposed to check on you maybe didn't because they thought you were just sleeping, but you were actually dead. Do you think all those people should be held responsible?
Probably.
Okay, let me add a wrinkle. What if previously to all of this happening, you had regularly gone to the hospital and frequently just tried to escape the hospital against doctor's advice, and nobody liked you being at the hospital? Because every time they would say, hey, you should stay here, you'd be like, no, I'm going home. So then they chose to just send you home because even though it's not the right call, they thought you were just going to escape.
Because you would have ran away anyway?
Right. Now, how does that change your opinion?
I don't know, man. I assume there will be a court case and they'll figure it out and people have insurance and it'll work out how it works out. That kind of stuff only even matters for celebrities. Like, only celebrities are suing doctors for stuff like this.
So true. Like Michael Jackson and stuff.
It's like, just like a different... It's a different class of people that are, like, suing doctors for dying.
Yeah.
It's all very sad. I don't know. It's sad that he died.
Well, believe it or not, that hypothetical was actually based on what happened to the soccer player.
I did gather that with my brain, yeah.
All right. All right. I was just trying to slip it in, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well. I think that was the last thing I'd written down to talk about. Oh, I need to get a gaming PC. I'm going to do that finally, just so you know.
Yes!
Because I started playing video games this PC, okay? I started playing this game called Paratopia? Paratopia? It doesn't matter. It's one of these games that no one's played, no one's heard of. But then you play it and you're like, oh, this is why video games are the best. As we always talk about, just these random games are actually so good. So I started playing that, but I was like... No. It's called Here, let me spell it for you. Peripateia. Peripateia.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a really weird... have you ever heard of this genre of games called immersive sims? I didn't know this was a thing.
No, I don't really know what that means. But I think the term simulator is applied a little too liberally to games because every game is a simulator when you think about it of something.
Absolutely true. That's why we call this an immersive simulator, because it's one of the good ones. But it just means that, like, you know, when you reload your gun, you can't, like, all the bullets are thought of as being in the same magazine. So if you take it out and put a new one in, you don't get to keep those bullets, and you have to manage all the bullets separately for this. And then it also means that, like, nobody helps you with anything, and there's no hints or anything like that.
So it's just more realistic.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But, like, in very specific, like, mechanical ways. So it's unrealistic in many ways because it's, like, all whatever. But, yeah, like, the mechanics of it are much more detailed, survival-oriented. There's a lot of, like, one of the reviews I read of this game, which made me buy it, was a negative review that said, this game sucks. There's just constantly... huge long hallways with nothing like at the end of them, and like minute long elevator rides you have to go up and down several times just to get certain places.
Oh, like it's time accurate elevator rides.
Yeah, like stuff like that. And like just the whole vibe of it is so cool.
Huh.
But it's very janky, obviously, and weird because it's not like not very many people are working on it, I assume. But it's pretty freaking sweet, and now I have to get a PC, so I'm gonna find a little compact PC. I think I picked one out. I don't know anything about, like, how they work. It's, you know what's annoying? is that if you go on YouTube or the internet, not YouTube.
Yeah, don't look up if you go PC on the internet, advice. Just don't do it.
Holy shit. It's really bad. You cannot find someone who will answer the question of, can you please link me to a prefab PC I can buy? Because the only answer you get is, don't buy a prefab PC, just build one. I'm like, I'm not, it's not going to happen. There's zero, you couldn't pay me to
anybody
build my own PC.
Anybody could build a PC, you dumbass. Yeah.
And that's exactly what they say. I'm like, just give me a link. I just want to go and buy a thing that I that someone can attest functions.
I built a PC yesterday blindfolded. I stuck the CPU on with snot and it worked.
Right. I know. People, that's what, and then people, when I post stuff about that, I'm like, hey, I need a PC. People are like, don't do that. Pre-build one. And they say, hey, I'll just pick all the parts out for you and send it to you. And all you have to do is put all the parts together. No. That's not what I want.
Yeah.
I want to get it.
Counterpoint.
Plug it in and turn it on.
Counterpoint. I don't want to.
Exactly. I don't want to.
I don't want
to. And not only do I not want to, this is the important part. I'm not going to. I'm not going to. It's a zero.
Right.
There's a 0% chance of me doing that.
It doesn't matter what you say.
No matter what you say, I am not going to do it. I will sooner not have a PC than I will build a PC. I'm sorry. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
So I think I found one finally. Which means we can start playing real video games. And that if we play Chain together, it
yes.
won't look like this.
That is so exciting.
So that'll be fun.
I completely support your decision.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a freaking computer engineer. You know, I'm the type of person that you would think would want to build my own PC. And I don't, and I don't care. And every PC that I've had, or that somebody I know has had, that they built or they picked out the parts and had one of these websites like build it and send it to you, has problems. And ever since I started buying pre-built PCs from freaking Best Buy or whatever, no problems.
Is that where you got it? So, Best Buy?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go Best Buy. I was looking at these like weird websites that like are like Frantic Gaming and blah 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 blah, and I didn't know I could go to Best Buy.
Yeah, most
and get
people
a functioning computer.
Most people are going to be fine to just freaking go to a big box electronics store and get a gaming computer. They just have gaming computers. You just get one and it'll work. I know it's technically more expensive, maybe, but I am willing to pay for just having one that works with no effort, personally.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think it's worth the trouble, especially because I don't think I've ever like done a thing that involved me building a thing that went smoothly. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, like people like to say that it's easy because technically you do just plug things in or whatever. But I mean, so if you get a motherboard that doesn't have a CPU on it and you're seating your own CPU, all kinds of stuff can go wrong with that, with the freaking paste and you're trying to line up the pins right and whatever.
You've already lost me. I don't know what
exactly.
That means.
I lost myself. I don't want to do it. But and then even, you know, if you're plugging in like a graphics card or your RAM or whatever, there's teeny tiny pins on everything that could, you know, if you apply pressure the wrong way, can bend, and like there are ways you can fuck it up if you've never done it before. It
yep.
is like a skill set and it's its own thing, and I just have no problem with people buying pre-built PCs. I think it's crazy. The culture of it is crazy.
It's wild. Someone was trying to tell me I should just get like a, you can buy these PCs that don't have graphics cards, and then you just buy the gigantic graphics card and plug it in and have it loose, like flaccid, just sitting there
flaccid.
Next to the box.
Flaccid
just,
is crazy.
Just flopping around. There's, who thinks, but then they're like, well, then you can swap it out and you can do this on the end. I'm like, oh man, the people on this website, the internet, they just do crazy things to me. They really do.
And people just care too much. They care too much about the frame rates they're getting and stuff. All
don't
a regular person needs.
Frame rates.
All you need is freaking 60 FPS, relatively high settings. You'll
whoa,
be
whoa,
fine.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Say that again. All you need is what?
60 FPS.
You think you need? You actually think you need 60 FPS?
I'm just saying, if you're buying a new computer that you want to be good for the next few years,
you should have it be able to run it. But you're not saying that when you play games, it has to be 60 FPS or you wouldn't play it. Because I feel like I've seen you play all sorts of games that run at 10 FPS.
I mean, it depends what it is, but I don't care that much, I guess. I noticed the difference between 30 and 60.
FPS?
I did play Genshin at 30 FPS for a long time because that was what my computer could run. Now I play it at 60.
You pass. Everything's okay. I thought I'd have to get worked up for a moment.
I guess you're even more... you care even less than I do, because I do notice... Between 30 and 60, you can notice. And for, like, a shooter, it would be annoying.
But I notice. I can completely tell the difference between even 60 and 120. But I care about not caring. And I get mad at people who care. That's the hill I'll die on, is if you care, you're wrong. That's what I'm trying to get through people's heads. Do you have any more quick any quick thoughts on the video you just put out? You want to give us any inside baseball here? Thumbnail, ridiculous. Maybe your best one yet. Maybe your best one yet. Really strong.
I thought of that thumbnail right before I fell asleep one night because that's where all my best ideas come from.
Have I told you that you're making me mad because of how good, like, your... There's so many things in your videos that I'm like angry and jealous of that it's pushing me to try and
be
better
jealous.
At my job, like regularly. Like when I saw that thumbnail, I was like, "You piece of shit! You fucking..." So that's cool.
Well, I might not make it big anyway, so don't be jealous.
What a crazy thing to say, considering the circumstances you find yourself in. But
I already have the biggest channel of all time, and I still get comments that are like, "How have you not blown up?" I'm like, I have the most subscribers anyone's ever had at this point.
It sure feels like you're gonna get that thing, you know, that fucking the silver thing.
I know. I got to figure out something to do with it.
Yeah, have you put any thought into it? You're gonna display
it somewhere? I
remember
when you got your thing. I asked if you were gonna like display it in your videos, and you were like, "Hell yeah," and I've never seen it in your videos.
I said that?
Yeah.
That must have been a long time ago. Do you know what I actually did with it?
What?
I put it up in my bathroom.
Because
I thought it'd be funny if people had to look at it when they came over. I put it over the toilet. And then the heat from the shower, the steam, made all the letters fall off. So now it's just a silver thing with the YouTube logo on it. It has like three of the letters. There's like an N and a zero and like a C on it. Now it's just like in my closet somewhere.
So that means they just like printed the letters on somehow, or it's like a sticker. Like it's not engraved.
It's not engraved. No, it's stuck. It's stuck on there pretty good. Like it did take
cheap ass
100 showers. Yeah, I'm curious if I get the gold one, which I probably will, if it'll be higher quality or not. But regardless, I'll be putting it up in the bathroom again, I think, just because I think
that
that's
is
pretty
funny. I love having a funny thing in the bathroom. I need a poster over my toilet. I need to think about it.
I have a picture of a toilet over one of my toilets. How's that?
Oh, perfect. We used to have little sculpture of a guy sitting on a toilet on top of the
that's
toilet.
That's very good. That's very, very good.
And then we broke
people
it
in
twice.
Do you glue it and then, like, put it back together?
We broke
and then
it, and then Noah glued it back together, and then we broke it again.
Yeah, and then you said, "This is not meant to be." You gotta get rid of this thing.
Yeah, it's just destiny.
Yeah, above a toilet is a interesting place, like an interesting decorative opportunity.
I just want to... I want to get some kind of funny picture of, like, just a guy looking down or something. So if you have to stand at the toilet, it looks like he's looking
at you. It's like they're looking at you. But specifically for the people who would stand and pee at the toilet.
Yeah.
Not for the people who are sitting and facing the other way.
Correct. Because if you stand and pee, you deserve to be ridiculed, is my opinion.
Have we talked about how I totally agree with you? And that I think it's actually, like, insane to stand and pee in a house?
I think we have. Was it on the pod or no?
We
have
had
this conversation, though, and I am so thankful because I am of the opinion that if I have boys, I will just never tell them that they can pee standing up.
You know what's funny is that's how it happened for me, is nobody told me that I could do that. And so I just never did. And then that's where we're at this point.
That's exactly how you should do it. Because it's completely unnecessary. The only arguments that I ever hear for standing up to pee is, Well, because I can and I want to. Like, okay, but you don't have to, and it's objectively cleaner and less splatter if you just sit down.
Right. Get a funnel, then. Buy a funnel.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about your pride. I care about there not being vaporized pee all over my bathroom.
Everywhere. It's borderline indefensible. It's on the same level to me.
Thank God you agree with me.
As the leaning back on the airplane seat. It's very close.
We are so correct about this.
I can give people a pass if it's a bar, because the bar is already going to be so disgusting that it's like you don't want to be sitting down, so fine. And obviously, if it's a urinal, that's a totally different situation. That's fine.
Yeah, but they're built for
that.
The
idea of going into a house that's not your, especially if it's not your house, but even if it's your house, and just making that kind of a mess, and then wiping it a little bit and thinking that now it's clean. Crazy. Not allowed. We don't do that. Even though, obviously, if people come over and they use the bathroom and they do it, I just let them do it. But that's just you can't tell people not to.
When I say this, guys will be like, acting like I'm trying to take away their rights. They're like, they think it's like a human right that they should be able to pee standing up. And
that's
like, it's
so
just
true.
Like, they get so offended. They can't
like,
possibly
imagine.
Imagine
if you said, can I go to your house and pee, but then kind of like wiggle around just to get some all over your bathroom? And then, is that okay? They'd be like, absolutely not. That's crazy. You can't do that.
Like, you already have to sit to poop. I promise it doesn't take that much longer. They'll be like, it's faster to stand. I'm like, I sit down every time. Every woman has to sit down every time, and it's fine.
And it doesn't take that long.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I've never understood that it's very deeply tied to people's sense of their own heterosexuality and their masculinity.
It is, yeah.
And I've never quite understood.
That's part
of
it.
And there's almost this implication that, like, oh, if you pee sitting down, you're feminized, or, like, there's some sort of something wrong with your manhood. And no one's ever been able to explain that to me. But I guess I could look it up, and I never have, so maybe I should. Maybe there's a good reason.
It's like marking your territory, I guess. You want to get your piss everywhere because it shows that you were here.
Okay. Well, pee in the sink then. You know, at that point, just you might as well.
Pee in the tub, pee in the sink.
Just any drain. And any drain that you can find, just do it. And that's fine.
All right, well, I got to get off of here. This was lovely.
Okay,
I'll talk to you next week.